An 18-year-old from Colorado, Remy Cordova, has been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after being convicted for the murder of Colorado real estate. The incident occurred in 2021, and Cordova, who was a juvenile at the time, will be eligible for parole after serving 23 years. Remy Cordova's conviction. Remy Cordova was found guilty of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder for shooting and killing Pamela Cabrales at a traffic light in 2021. Despite being just 14 years old at the time of the crime, he was charged as an adult due to the severity of the incident. Cordova will be eligible to apply for parole after 20 years and can seek early parole after completing a GED program, which could take him up to 23 years in total. His sentence marks a reflection of the serious nature of the crime he committed. Details of the crime. The deadly incident unfolded after a minor traffic collision between Cabrales' car and the vehicle Cordova was riding in. Enraged, Cordova fired an AR-15 into Cabrales' vehicle, hitting her multiple times. The 32-year-old real estate agent was severely injured and died a few days later from her injuries. The prosecutors argued that Cordova's actions were intended to impress gang members. This senseless act of violence has left Cabrales' family grieving and demanding justice. Family reactions and court proceedings. Cordova's family has described a troubled past filled with trauma and neglect, with repeated interactions with child protection services throughout his childhood. They have faced criticism for their role in his upbringing, which they claim contributed to his involvement in the crime. Meanwhile, the Cabrales family remains deeply affected by Pamela's death, feeling that justice has not fully been served. They continue to express anger towards the justice system, particularly the juvenile court judge who released Cordova on a previous weapons charge before the murder. Remy Cordova's defense has indicated plans to appeal his conviction, arguing that his childhood trauma played a significant role in his actions.